Paragraph Yud, Rav Nosson Zal is explaining and bringing down to our level these mysteries of, you know, what happened when Adam originated from the Eitz Hadas, what was before, what was after. V'ze b'chinas lahat hacherev hamisapeches lishmoer es derech Eitz Hagan. Now we'll understand one of the deepest items mentioned in the Torah, that special sword that Hashem placed at the entrance of Gan Eden to block, to stand guard, so that nobody should be able to get to that tree of life who's not supposed to. Derech Eitz Hachaim Daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wording in the Chumash. The path to the tree of life. Meaning, She'ein Yoidenes Haderech El Hoetz Hachaim Shehu Ilananal. Meaning, the Torah is implying that we don't know the path to the tree of life. The path is blocked, which means we can't get to it. We don't know how to get there. Kemoi hakatanal, just like in the story of the seven betlers in Sipurim Isis, that fifth day that this whole halacha is based on, shechokru, they studied very, very deeply, and they came to the conclusion, sheyesh ilon kozeh, that there is such a tree, there is a heavenly tree whose roots are emuna and yira and anova and the avoloyodu haderech. But even though they knew about the tree, they couldn't figure out how to get to it. No one knew what the derech to get to it is. Kinofal b'neim machloikis, because arguments, disagreement, disunity broke out between them. Ze omar derech lekan lemizrach, ze omar lemarav. This one said, this is the way to get to it. You have to go east. The other one said, you have to go west. Umishom nimshach kol minei machloikis sheboilam. That's the origin of all the different conflicts and disagreements in the entire world. Sheyesh adato, which we have until today. Ki ha'olam molei machloikis. Because the world is full of conflicts and disagreements. K'mo shekosav Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes, v'shoyresh ha'machloikis, and the root of all machloikis in the world, hu machloikis shebigdusha. It's all rooted in the machloikis within Klal Yisrael. Shehu machloikis ha'tzadikim, the disagreement among the great tzadikim. Machloikis ha'tanoim v'ha'amayroim, the disagreements among the leading rabbis of the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, shemechulokim bedarchi ha'torah, who disagree regarding the paths in the Torah. This one says right, this one says left. This one says kosher, this one says unkosher. This one says pure, this one says impure. These are the different directions. They disagree on which direction to go. Zematir v'zematame. Zematir u'mishom nishtalshel bekamo hishtalshelus hamachloikes shel hoylam. And it's from there that they're spiraled down, millions of levels down into all the diversified disagreements in this world. The different languages people are speaking, and all the different climates, all the differences, all the machloikes in this world. Shenisrabe hamachloikes v'chiluke deos v'shinuyim rabim le'ein mispor b'chol oylam, to the point where the amount of differences and disagreements in the world are just about infinite. Shalideze nechrav beis hamikdash. And it's this machloikis, Rachmon al-San, among the Jewish people that led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's incredible. When you learn different Sforim, they always connect. I was learning the Chok Yisroel. People have accustomed to learn Chok, it's called. A special sefer that was composed by great tzaddikim, which gives a person a little bit of Chumash, Navi, Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim, Mishnah, Gemara, Zohar HaKadosh, Musar, Halacha, a taste of everything for every day. And just in the piece that we were learning yesterday, the Musar from the Sefer Hasidim, he spells it out just so clear, saying any problems that we, the Jewish people, have from the non-Jews, originates from within ourselves. It's only when there's machlokes among us, then there's machlokes from them. Were there no machlokes among us, there couldn't possibly be any nation in the world that could be in conflict with us. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Shiloi nechrav bayis sheni elo al yedei sinas chinam, that the second holy temple, the second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed only because of unwarranted hate among us. Ve'ikar shoyrish hamachloikes nimshach mebechinas lahat hacherav hamisapeches sheshoymeres derech etzachaim. And where does this all date back to? Where does it all originate from? It originates from that sword that guards the entranceway to the tree of life, to Gan Eden. Shehu bechinas shinuyim umachloikes. That sword, it's called Lahat HaCherev HaMisapeches. It's a sword that swings back and forth, right, left, back, forth, like doing figure A's. That's the source of all Machloikes, that misapeches, that going back and forth. Sheshoymer es derech Eitz HaChaim. That's what guards the path to the tree of life. Shehu bechinas shinuyim umachloikes. That's this diversity, these differences. V'alkei nikro lahat acherev hamisapeches, and that's why it's called this lahat acherev hamisapeches, al shemisapeches u'mishtane hadas bekama v'kami shinuyim v'chiluke des. Because it's always changing its mind. It's like a person who's constantly changing, going back and forth, can't come to any conclusion, can't come to any decision, always swinging back and forth. Shemishom kol hamachloikis, and that's the source of all conflict and disagreement. Ukemuvan bezoyer kodesh vayichid af reish chof aleph. As the Zoyer Kodesh over there expounds on this, ayin sham, look over there, al posuk ani chavatzeles hashoroin shoishanas ho'amokim. The Zoyer Kodesh expounds on a posuk in Shira Shirim, where it speaks about the rose of the valley. The Zohar Kodesh says, "Uchedein ishtani odom lekama gavnin," and then man changed to many different colors. Zimnin dina, zimnin rachmi. Sometimes din, sometimes rachmim. Sometimes judgment, sometimes kindness. Right, left, v'chulu, etc., etc. V'loikoyim b'kiyuma toder b'chad minayu, and he is never established permanently in any one of these. He's always switching back and forth, going back and forth. Va'aldo ikri cherev hamisapeches. And the Zohar Kodesh says this is why it's called cherev hamisapeches. Hamisapeches mi sitrodo le sitrodo. It swings from this side, it switches from this side to this side. Lehitapech means to turn over. It's constantly turning over, this way, that way. Mi tav lebish, from good to bad. Mi shalom lekrova, from peace to war, misapechesu b'choyla, turning everything ups back and forth. Ayin sham, look over there where the Zohar Kodesh really expounds on this. V'siyim sham, and the Zohar Kodesh concludes over there, to chazi li'alma da'osiksiv, come and take a look what it says about Olam Haba. What's going to be in Olam Haba? Ki kimei ho'eitz yemei ami. The days of my nation will be like the days of the tree. We're going to be living like the good old days, like the day of the tree. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh. Nimtza, so we see from this, Shelahat HaCherav HaMisapeches Hu Bechinas Shinui Deis Umachlekes, that when Adam Rishon was thrown out of Gan Eden and Hashem changed the situation, Hashem established that Lahat HaCherav HaMisapeches, Hashem was putting up a big sign. You know what the sign read? Machlekes. Machlaikis, that's what the sign was. Mitapeches. Nothing's good, no oneness. It's going to be right, left, up, down, back, forth. Constant conflict, disagreement, uncertainty. Veze ikar hashmira milovoi Elohei Tzachaim. And that's the obstacle, that's the greatest guard blocking people from getting to the tree of life. Because so long as there is this machloikis, nobody can come up with the right answer. Nobody can figure out what's the right path to that Eitz HaChaim. Ki shom Eitz lo Eitz HaChaim, shom ha-hefach mi-machloikis. Because as Rabbeinu Zal and the Zohar Kodesh described that Eitz HaChaim, that's the essence of peace. There you have the exact opposite of machloikis. Kishom sholoim nifla sheyel osid. There, by that tree of life, is the ultimate peace which we're going to experience in the future. Ki kol hachayos v'ha'oifoy shochnim sham yachad b'sholim v'avo b'chlim achlikas klal. Kemavor sham b'sipura mais klal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal described over there in Sipura Mais is, that under the shade of that tree was found every different kind of animal in the world. And they all got along perfectly. And on the branches of that tree were every different kind of bird in the world. And all of them, there was room for everybody. No one had any problem. Everybody was comfortable. Everybody got along perfectly. And this is why when the Torah describes the future, what does it say? Vegor ze'ev im keves. The wolf and the sheep will live together in peace. Venomer im gedi, the leopard and the goat. Shehu hasholoim hamuflo sheyizgalel osid. This is the wondrous peace that's going to be revealed in the future. Validei ksiva sefer Torah gabi ho'or daika, and by us writing a sefer Torah on the hide of an animal, mesaknin kol zeh. We correct, we fix up all of this. Ki ikar hamachloikes b'chinas lata cheres napeches nimshach michet odom rishim. Because as we explained, all of this machloikes, this lata cherev, all came about from the sin of Adam Arishin. Shai dezen is gorsh mi Gan Eden. That's why he got thrown out of Gan Eden. It's chaim ten tree of life. Sheshom hasholoim hamuflo shiel osir. It's in Gan Eden that there is this wondrous peace that we hope to be zeicher to see in the future. Ki kol hachayois v'ho'oifois sheichnim sham yachad b'sholoim nifla b'li shum machlekes. All the animals and the birds all live together there in peace, in a wondrous peace, without any conflict. V'sholom hu b'chinas l'mala mi'amokoyim. There it's above the concept of space. There's room for every, there's no problem of room. Shezeo gam kein hepech hamachloikes, which is also the opposite of disagreement, disunity. Ki ikar hamachloikes nishave machmas shikha. Because how did machloikes come about? As a result of forgetting. As soon as shikha came into the world, they became machloikes. Ki shoyresh hamachloikes bigdusha hu machloikes hatanoim v'amiroim. Because the source of machloikes within the framework of holiness is the machlekes among the rabbis of the Gemara. V'chol machlekes hatanam v'amiroim nisava rak machmas shikha. And how did all of that machlekes start? When they started forgetting. K'moshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Misherobu talmidei Shammai v'Hillel, sheloi shimshu rabban kol tzorchon. When the number of students of Shammai and Hillel increased, and there were many of them that were not serving their rabbis enough, they weren't spending enough time in close proximity with their rabbis serving them, nisrabe hamachloikes. That's when all the disagreements started coming up. Al yidei sheshokhu kama halochos uperusheim. By the fact that they forgot, they began to forget many of the laws and the explanations to the laws.
And as we mentioned earlier, how can there be shikha when it comes to Torah? How can there be shikha by something spiritual? Something spiritual doesn't take up any space.
The answer is when the spiritual becomes physical, when the people who are learning Torah are megushim, they're a bunch of bums. They're into ice cream and cake and clothes and all. They're into super duper gashmias. Then their Torah becomes Gashmi. When the Torah becomes Gashmi, something physical, now it's a matter of there isn't enough room. Can't hold it all. Can only hold a limited quantity.
As a result of the Torah taking on these garments of hide.
That's what makes it possible to forget.
This is why the mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah on parchment, on the hide.
By doing that, we're going back to the original problem. We're going back 5,700 and some odd years. What was the problem then? That oyer was exchanged for oyer. Oyer with an aleph got switched to oyer. We're correcting that now. By taking oyer with an aleph, And putting it into oyer with an ayin, bigdusha ubetara, for Hashem's honor, for Hashem's glory.
Vazai nishave bebchinas muot machzikam erubo elyoim. And by doing that, we're generating one of the highest possible forms of muot machzikas hamaruba, of something small, something finite, this piece of parchment being able to contain something infinite, Hashem's name, the light of Hashem. Shehu tachlis v'soif hamokoim legamri, which is the top of the top of the top. We're taking space to its highest possible, to the closest that it can come to totally spiritual. Shemisham ulamala, right above that is b'chinas lamala mi'amokoim legamri, above the concept of space totally. In other words, within this physical world, the holiest thing possible is a Sefer Torah. So a Sefer Torah is the closest thing in this world you could possibly come to the next world, to Lamala Me'amokoyim. Vaydezeh oilin lebechinas Lamala Me'amokoyim. And by doing that, when the Sefer writes that Sefer Torah, when he completes that Sefer Torah is a stairway to heaven. That Sefer Torah is a link, is taking Mokoyim to Lamala Me'amokoyim. Uboin el Eitz Chaim, and we come to the tree of life, Shehu Bechinas Ilan HaKodesh, which is that holy tree that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about, Shehu Lamala Me'amokim, which is above space. Kayidei Shemamtikim Bechinas Kosna Soer, because by sweetening, by correcting, by making a tikkun for the leather, for the parchment, taking an animal, a zhlubby, dubby, grubby animal, and using him for Sefer Torah, for one of the holiest things possible, by doing that, we eliminate that sword that's blocking the way to the Eitz HaChaim, and we eliminate the machloikis that came about through the original drop of Adam and Chava when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, mebechinas la'at acherav ha-mesapeches, v'zoichen leida haderech el ho'etz ha'chaim. And then we're zoichen to realize, to get to know the path to the tree of life, v'nesrabe ha'sholoim, and we increase the level of peace, ad she'zoichen la'ha'sholoim ha'mufle she'el osed lovoi. Until we're zoichen to that level of peace, that wondrous peace that's going to be in the future, b'chinas v'gor zevim keves, when the wolf and the sheep will live together, she'zeh ha'sholoim, Husham Eitzel Hoilan. That peace is found over there by that tree, Shehu Bechinas Eitz HaChaim, which is the tree of life. Sheshom Sheichnan Kol HaChayis Vayfes B'Shalom Nifla V'Noyim. There, all the animals and all the birds live together with a wondrous peace. V'zeh Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Bo. And this is why we say about the Torah, that the Torah is referred to as a tree of life to those who hold on to it. V'samechle, and what's the next pasuk? D'rocheho darchei noyam. The paths of the Torah are paths of sweetness. V'chol nesivoyseho sholem, and all of her paths are peace. That's this Eitz HaChaim is where you have this ultimate peace.